There we go. Hi, everyone. This is Donna, and I'm so happy to introduce my guest today, Dr. Karen Wolf. Now, Dr. Karen Wolf is an Australian physician, she's a health coach, and she's an international speaker. And today, she is going to share information about leaky gut. Welcome, Karen.
Welcome, Donna. It's good to be here. What a great topic.
Yes, it is. And a lot of people do have questions about leaky gut. And could you just start by telling us what is leaky gut?
It's a pretty awful term, isn't it?
It is.
I actually like to call it an inflamed gut because I think people perhaps would understand it a little bit more. And the truth is millions of people are actually struggling with this and don't even know it. And it actually can be part of the reason that people get food allergies or lack of energy or thyroid, autoimmune conditions. So how I like to explain it in a simple term is imagine that the lining of our digestive tract is like a net, and there's these little small holes in the net, and ideally the digestive tract only lets the good things through the holes. So all the good nutrients that hopefully we're absorbing well. But if those holes in the net are too big because there's inflammation of the gut, then not so good things pass through those holes, and then the gut lining is really inflamed, and those bigger particles, things like undigested foods and GMO foods, pass through those holes, and then in the bloodstream we get inflammation. And that is actually what leaky gut is. The holes in the net are too big, so undigested food particles and some pathogens, microbes, parasites get into the bloodstream that shouldn't be in, and then that sets up a whole immune system issue.
Wow. So can you tell me, like, how do we get these holes in the net system?
Well, the sad thing is there is about four major things that cause it, and they're things that we can actually do something about. So the first one is a poor diet, and we can talk a little bit about some of the main foods that are most responsible for leaky gut. The second one is chronic stress that we all have, and the third one is too many toxins in our system. We have toxic overload, and the fourth one is bacterial imbalance. So those four things are what I'd like people to think about most: the poor diet, chronic stress, toxic overload, and a bacterial imbalance. And all of those can create symptoms, and symptoms can be nonspecific. So the symptoms are because of the inflamed gut and the inflammation in the system, from bloating to thyroid conditions, to fatigue, to joint pain, to headaches, to skin issues. Sometimes the first presentation of leaky gut is things like psoriasis or eczema or acne or rosacea, because the skin is the largest organ of our body. They don't always have to be digestive systems problems, but sometimes they are. And then weight gain. Sometimes people cannot release the weight is actually because they have leaky gut and inflammation in their system.
Wow. And so some of those issues that you described are actually what people think of autoimmune and they don't really have control over, but it sounds like they might be able to do something about those issues like psoriasis and eczema and rosacea, which are considered autoimmune diseases, that you could actually do something if you healed your gut.
Absolutely. That's the first place to start. As you know, autoimmune conditions are now the third largest cause of morbidity and mortality next to heart disease and cancer. And so many people still don't know what it is. It's this surprise that we absolutely have to get educated about. And if someone has been diagnosed with an autoimmune condition, the first thing to do is to heal the gut.
Wow, that is so good to know about. Well, can you give us some examples of how we can heal the gut? You mentioned some of the things that cause it are diet and stress and toxins and bacterial imbalance. Can you talk a little bit more about those things?
Yeah. So I like to start in a simple way. I'm sure many people listening are at different stages in their healing journey, and I'm going to give you like the step one, step two. So the first thing is to get rid of as much gluten in your diet as possible. So you don't have to have celiac disease to have gluten create problems. So I recommend that you remove all grains to start with, all gluten-containing grains, because gluten can create those little larger holes in the net of the digestive lining if you are sensitive to gluten in any way. So remove all the gluten-containing grains. Then look at sugar. So I recommend people do a 5-day sugar cleanse to balance their blood sugar, because what sugar does, excess sugar wreaks havoc in the digestive system, because as you know, Donna, sugar feeds the growth of yeast and candida and bad bacteria that create a vicious cycle in the gut. And the bad bacteria actually create toxins that damage those cells of the gut and create bigger nets. So sugar has its sinister in so many ways, but in this particular way with leaky gut, it's because it's feeding the bad bacteria. So reduce your overall sugar, which includes bread and rice and potatoes, and learn about the low glycemic index. Have a diet that pretty much restricts the amount of refined sugars. So those are some of the basic things. And then dairy. The pasteurized process of dairy actually destroys some of the vital enzymes that make it difficult to digest. So the gluten, dairy, and sugar are the three things immediately that you can do in your diet. And I actually recommend diet-wise that people consider doing the Clear the Way program, a nice digestion detox, which I'm sure you'll talk about some more. So that's the diet side. And then, of course, there's the stress side that is so important to get more sleep, to add more rest into your day, to schedule more fun and hang around more positive, uplifting people. To me, this is really as important as the food we put in our mouth. So really being mindful of the amount of stress that we have in our life. So that's the stress piece. And then there's the toxin piece. We are putting so many chemicals into our body, including antibiotics and pesticides and medications. So becoming aware of toxins. And the Healthy Home Book is something that I love that is really helpful. And also using a preservative-free, paraben-free personal care line. And the one I love is Sansay, which I'm sure you'll be able to share with your audience. I love that. And then, of course, for the bacterial part, to make it simple, everyone needs to be taking a digestive enzyme and a probiotic. And that's like the minimum. That's everybody can do that. And if everybody did that, those four areas around diet, stress, and toxins and bacterial imbalance, people would feel so much better.
Wow, that is great. Now, I know that sometimes people think that getting off of sugar can be a real problem, or if you take that many things out of my diet, what am I going to have left to eat? What do you answer when people say those sort of things to you?
Oh, well, there's so much to eat. And what I usually say is, let's talk about sugar, because that word sugar means different things to different people. So I try and redefine fast carbs and slow carbs. So the fact is, we're not really removing sugar. We're removing the fast carbs, F-A-S-T, fast carbs. And so the slow carbs are things we want to enhance. The vegetables, every kind of vegetable, all the green beans, broccoli, asparagus, the fermented foods, these are all actually carbs, but they have a very different impact. In fact, they can be good for your gut. It's the slow carbs, all the processed foods, so that whole cereal aisle in the supermarket, don't go near it, because that sugar is feeding the bad bacteria in your gut and potentiating leaky gut. And the white breads, the white rice, the white spaghetti, these are the sugars that we're going to avoid. So it's actually relearning what to eat. So instead of thinking what they're not going to have, what I try and focus on is education about all the wonderful new foods they can have. And looking at protein, I think a lot of people need some education about good proteins to eat. So basically my diet consists of good healthy protein and lots of vegetables and some fruit. I actually go easy on the fruit because, as you know, fruit has a lot of natural sugar, and you've just got to be a little careful of how much fruit that you have. And especially in the actual healing stage of this, I recommend someone actually remove fruit from their diet as well and just stick with the really healthy proteins and the good vegetables. And that's a way to support your digestive system.
Nice. That sounds really great. One of the things I wanted to let people know, my listeners, if you go to my website at healthcoachdonna.com and down on the right-hand column, there is a resources button. On that link, on that page, I actually have two of my favorite cookbooks, which have fantastic meals, very easy to prepare, and that they are all gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, grain-free in many cases. You know, they're just the perfect kind of diet for somebody who needs to heal their gut. But you'd be surprised. I mean, these books are hundreds of pages thick, and they have amazing recipes that are very easy to cook, you know, under 40 minutes in preparing, and gives you a lot of information. So I would say check that out. If you really don't know what to cook, that is a good resource area to go to. You can look at a couple of my favorite cookbooks.
Right, and I suggest people just try one recipe a week. Just try one. And a lot of times there, it's easier than we think it's going to be, and we have so many choices that we never realize because we tend to always eat the same thing. So experimenting with these new recipes, I think, is the key for people. And it's great that you've got those recipes there for to go and look at and experiment with.
Yeah, it's great. If people like cooking, then this gives them an opportunity to try some new things. And the books are also kid-friendly. So if you have kids, it's great to start them off right, too, eating well, because you don't want to get your kids just eating a bunch of white foods and getting addicted to those as well. And then we kind of set up the pattern, and they need to eat good food, too.
Yes, that's for sure.
And then a couple of things that you recommended, a digestive enzyme. Can you explain a little bit? Some people, I think it's a buzzword that people hear about, but I don't know if everybody knows. What does a digestive enzyme do?
Oh, yeah, I always forget to explain that, Dawn. I'm glad you asked that because the digestive enzymes and the probiotics are new for people. So the digestive enzyme, what it does is it makes sure that the foods we're eating are fully digested. So a lot of times if people are eating, well, let's say processed food, the body doesn't really know how to digest that because it's processed. And so a lot of those undigested particles pass through, and that's what creates havoc in that net that I talked about. So what a digestive enzyme does is it breaks down the food into smaller pieces. It basically digests the food for us, and it decreases the chance of that partially digested food and proteins from damaging the gut wall. And I recommend people take one or two capsules at the beginning of each meal. That's the way to take the digestive enzyme. And say if you're going out and you're eating something that you know, oh, this might be a bit of more of a problem for me, then take 3 digestive enzymes right as you are starting your meal. And I recommend people take them with every meal, and that will reduce the risk of undigested particles getting through into the lining of the gut. And then let's talk about the probiotic, which is different, because a probiotic is actually bacteria that you are taking, good bacteria, to replenish the bacteria that you need in your gut and to basically crowd out the bad bacteria, because a lot of us have had antibiotics in our life, and antibiotics take away bacteria. We wanted them to do that, but sadly, they also take away the good bacteria in our gut. So I recommend everyone take a probiotic, including kids, and you can get probiotics from both food and supplements. So there are good probiotic foods like fermented foods. And I recommend you take the probiotic after eating, just towards the end of eating. And if you're taking an antibiotic, you want to double up on your probiotics, but don't take your antibiotic and probiotic at the same time. But generally, everyone needs to take a probiotic, and that will really help with this protocol of healing the gut and removing the damaging irritants to that net of the gut.
Great. That is great information. One thing I would like to add, which I'm sure that you know about, is that actually if we could take our time and chew our food, that helps with breaking up the food as well. And I think so many people eat in the car or at the office, at the desk, and forget that they're actually nourishing their body, not just throwing food in their mouth. That's another thing that we all need to remember, is to slow down and chew our food.
Yes, yes. And hopefully people understand why now, because as you're chewing, you're breaking them down, as the teeth are meant to do, then you don't get those bigger particles that damage the gut lining and set this up for leaky gut.
Right, exactly. And then I had one follow-up question on stress, because I think that we are all constantly stressed. We're kind of overwhelmed with how much we have to do, or the inbox or the email or the social media. It seems to be just a never-ending day, and you could always answer one more email at the end of the day sort of thing. Do you recommend any stress-reducing techniques? Are there some things that you really like?
Yes, well, of course, I practice them in my own life, because all of us are in that position. What I recommend is for people to do what works for them. And I particularly like meditation. I like a walking meditation. So I know some people think, oh my gosh, I can't meditate because I've got to sit and do nothing. But you can actually do a walking meditation. Now, the key is to do it somewhere where you can truly be quiet and be totally undistracted. So you're actually not walking with the cell phone, for example, but you're just noticing nature, and you're really aware, being fully mindful of everything around you, and the trees, the flowers, and the grass, and you're just really being in gratitude for being alive and present in this moment. That's one of my favorite things to do, because it takes me out of the busy, the busy mind, and I just can get into nature and can remember just the gift of this present moment. Being close to the ocean also is amazing for me if I'm feeling. In fact, I did this yesterday. I had a really busy day, and I'm lucky I live close to the ocean, so I just went, and it was only half an hour, but I just sat on the sand, watched the waves, and just totally stayed in that space. And it's amazing how that can rejuvenate and replenish me just for the rest of the day, and the stress just calms down. That's my favorite things that I do.
That sounds wonderful. So I'm sure the listeners can really think of what it is that they like to do that might be a meditative practice for them. Some people do like to sit. I like to do yoga. That really gets me grounded and centered. So that's a good point, to find out the thing that makes you feel best and helps you relieve stress, and to do something like that every day, because we do need to bring down the cortisol levels and get our body to slow down and relax.
Right. And I think the key is, whatever it is you're doing, some people like to read the Bible, some people like to read inspirational messages, whatever it is, do it fully, mindfully.
Yes.
Be in that and only that, so that you shut everything else out. And it's a practice. It really is. And I think it's different for everyone what enriches them.
That's true. Now, I do want to circle back around. You mentioned the Clear the Way program, and that is something that you and I work on and is available for the listeners to get more information. You can go to www.healthcoachdonna.com, and click across the top is the Work With Me button. And down on that page, it will show you the Clear the Way program. The thing that I love about the Clear the Way program is it includes everything that Dr. Karen has shared with you, in that it includes a supplement that decreases the toxins in your body. It includes digestive enzymes. It includes probiotics. And it's an easy to do 4-week online program that actually helps you eliminate sugar and processed foods and dairy and the things that can cause a lot of the leaky gut issues. It helps you very gently take them out of your life without feeling deprived or starving or some crazy diet of some sort. So it's a very supportive program, and I invite you all to go to my website. Again, it's healthcoachdonna.com, the Work With Me button, and the Clear the Way program. And if you have any questions at all, you can always email me right from my website, and I'd be happy to answer all your questions about that program and how it might be able to help you as an individual. Dr. Karen, do you have anything else that you want to end with that people should know before we close?
You know, I was just remembering, as you were saying that earlier, Donna, that I was talking to someone this morning that said, well, how long do I do the Clear the Way program for? And the truth is, the Clear the Way program is a lifestyle. So, yes, it's a 30-day program, but what people find is that your whole taste buds change. You'll no longer want sugar. You'll no longer want dairy, and you've learned a whole new way of eating and a lifestyle that works for you moving forward. So it really is a lifestyle, and sometimes what I love about Clear the Way is it's an online academy, so you're actually learning about recipes and shopping lists and food plans, and they're things that you're going to be doing forever. So I can't encourage people enough to try it, because it's going to affect not only your life, but everyone around you, because we all don't have access to this information. So those of us that do can help others and teach others. So I'm so glad that you had this today. I hope it really makes an impact on people's understanding of the power they have in their hands. There's so much you can do.
Yeah, and I can't say enough how easy the program has been for the people who have done it with me and gone through it, and how it has changed their lives and their eating habits in a very easy way without a lot of struggle.
Yes.
Well, Dr. Karen, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it, and we appreciate all the information that you've given us, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon on another topic.
Great. Thanks, Donna.
You are welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.